This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We do have lines open right now, so call 258-0550, 258-0550. That's our local telephone number. You can also text me today. Todd's off, 701-367-2054. I'll get to a couple of texts, and then I'd love to get your calls here. Texter says, story idea, 75th anniversary of D-Day in June. That's definitely a good story idea. I hope something is going to follow. Like, you should hop on Air Force One with President Trump and go to the beaches of Normandy for the... Okay. That was my commentary. I'll go back to the text. What is the Eisenhower Presidential Library Museum doing? That's down in Kansas. Are special events associated with a particular president among the things the TR Center can host? Asked him, of course, absolutely. That's what it's a good idea. The story idea, I think, is to dig in what they're doing down at the Eisenhower Presidential Library and then dream a little. Another listener, remember I said I was going to do some research on the amount of presidential libraries and what kind of attendance they get? Somebody did it for me. From the Chicago Tribune, they did a story about this because there's a debate there whether to go ahead with building a, what, $1 billion Taj Mahal to... President Obama? Yeah, I think it's like the state money they wanted, or public money, tax money, they wanted like $500-600 million, and then they'd get the rest from somewhere else. But so when people say $150 million for a library, it is, again, kind of quite the complex. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you to finish on this texture's point. So all the ones I've gone through so far, which are Herbert Hoover in Iowa, which had a peak of 140,000 in attendance and has averaged, it looks like, the last, since 2000, somewhere between 60 and 40,000. So, again, this is a year, 60,000 people. So this is the Eisenhower Museum. That's the one in Abilene, Kansas. Their highest attendance, 630,000. A lot of them have big spikes when they open, and they level off, and this one leveled off above 50 and has spiked up now recently to 150 in Kansas. What's Abilene? Abilene's a fairly decent-sized town, but not huge, right? So the small ones, the big ones. Long story short, the lowest is 40,000 annually in attendance. How many go to the musicals? They're like 80-some thousand? So, you know, there's 40,000 new just right there. So anyway, thank you for the research, and thank you for the text and the idea on D-Day. It's a good idea. Okay, we have others here for you today on the program. Scott, how can Congress members campaign on health care? Health care is a scam on the American people, the U.S. taxpayer. I'm not going to be satisfied until I get the same health care that Congress has. I mean, for some reason, we pay for health care for Congress, and I want and expect the same health care. Should Congress get health care from the taxpayer? Absolutely no. What do your listeners think? I would like to know. Okay, you asked them, so we'll see if they agree. I'm just going to leave it at that. I want to get to all these so I can get to the phones. And I have some lines open, so I better have some crickets. 258-0550. What's on your mind today? What do you want to know more about? That's like a cricket on steroids or something.
I have many cricket options.
Do you
here.
Really? Yeah. That was kind of a cricket that you know.
Kind of like fast crickets.
And like that guy next to you on the plane that doesn't stop talking.
You know?
There you go.
Laid back crickets.
A little more laid back cricket, yeah. If you don't like the crickets, you get on the phone. 800-228-0550. Texter says, you are a lucky man to meet such amazing people and to develop real friends. Well, thank you. I am. I am indeed. I'm blessed. And Lynn Oz is a good one. The folks that I, if you said, Scott, you know, name the people you've met you're most fascinated by, it wouldn't be a President Trump or a President Bush or Clinton. It wouldn't be dignitaries. It would be just salt of the earth, filled with character, kind hearts, those kind of people. And there are a lot of them out there. I regularly get notes from people saying, we're praying for you. My gosh, you're praying for me. Isn't that something? Remember one time, really busy time in the Bakken, and there was a lot of newspaper coverage on the East that is a lot like Washington, D.C. coverage of Donald Trump now. Fake news. Okay, everything was horrible, bad, terrible. Oh, it's the sky's falling. Never good news. Never new jobs, new companies moving in. Never that. Always the negative. Just how fake news operates. And so somebody called, I pray for you every day because I hear you out there and I know you're driving that. And you know what I think? That's the kind of people that I'm lucky to know. Because that's very, very sweet. Very sweet. Texter says, take the scale of Fisher Industries compared to the government's pace in building the wall. Now use that factor to imagine what health care will be like when the government gets control. It's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very good point. Exactly right. This is what Donald Trump was elected to do. And to Donald Trump's credit, he is listening on Fisher. As you heard the comment on Sean Hannity last night, he's heard the name from me, from Senator Kramer, from others, Senator Hoeven. Senator Hoeven's an appropriator. You know, these agencies, they need to listen. And Senator Hoeven's been hammering transparency. Just tell us what you do and why you do it. And boy, it's like pulling teeth to get it, I'll tell you. And let me get to some calls here, and then I'll sprinkle in some more of your wonderful text. Jeff in Watford, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hey, good morning. I'm just going through the Teddy right now, so hopefully it won't break up too bad. I wanted to talk about two things in particular, that great bet you had on, and I was going to mention what my dad and his twin brother did over there, and then I wanted to talk about the low inflation that you had mentioned prior to that. But first, my dad... and his brother was Stephen Hoyt Mackenstadt. My dad was a Marine in Guadalcanal, and so he landed and did a lot of work on the islands there. And his brother was a radio guy in B-29s, and he was flying around bombing Japan and whatnot. So, you know, I never get to hear enough of it on the radio, hardly at all. So I really just appreciate the fact that you had that guy on and you were talking about it. Just means those guys have meant so much to me. I'm 65 now, you know.
Yeah. And we don't have much time left to talk about them, Jeff, so we better do it when we can. That's why I say, I mean, I love these stories. I love them. Yeah. I think other people love them. And it's a way to remind us we need to continually. I feel this way about Vietnam vets, too, who didn't get a thank you when they came back. And we're losing World War II vets at an alarming rate every day. So we need to take the time to do it. So that is an open invitation. Every day is Veterans Day here. If you want to give a shout out to a vet, happy to do it. You want to talk about the economy, too, Ethan?
Yeah, you know, like I'm 65, so I lived through the Jimmy Carter period, and you know, I just had houses at huge interest rates, like 13.5% and that. And what I think about a lot, because I don't have a mortgage anymore, is this younger generation of kids growing up. Maybe they're a little left thinking and whatnot. I don't know if they'll ever see high inflation. And they don't know how good they have it is the thing, is I guess what I'm getting to. You know, it's hard to convince them that say, hey, look, you got a good thing going right now, so don't, you know, you got to give them credit where credit's due, you know.
I saw a statistic not long ago that the average poor person, how we define poor in this country, has, you know, a smartphone, has a, you know, I mean, I mean, in other words, poor used to mean you don't eat. Right. And you fight over scraps. And now poor is very, very different. Now, that doesn't mean it's fun. I'm not saying it is. I think the great thing about being poor in America is you control your own destiny. You know, short of any mental health issues that, you know, obviously you've got to deal with. But short of any mental health issues, you know, which I happen to believe is a big problem on the homeless front. You know, it's people that just are unfortunately not getting the help that they need. But you can do anything you want to do. Anything you want to do. I mean,
I actually did that out in Williston.
You did what?
I started my own company.
There you go.
And I make filtration products that all go into pumps. And I did that solo in 2013.
That's America. That's America right there.
I love
Jeff,
it.
Thanks for calling and look around. It's pretty beautiful out there.
Yeah,
I,
thanks,
I love that drive. Dave and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. You crapped a first-time caller here.
Oh, God bless you.
Listen, I think it's high time that we do to the social media platforms, the YouTube, the Face Nazis, the Instagrams, what old federal Judge Greenberg did back to Mob Bell and broke them up in the 70s and 80s. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I just got booted off of YouTube. I've had a channel, over 70 videos, working my way up, just started a month ago. I'm not trying to make this a personal story, but the people who judge your website for content, you know they're West Coast, Silicon Valley, rainbow flag waving snowflakes. And they define hate speech, and I'll tell you the real definition for them is any speech they hate, which is usually based on truth.
Yeah, why is that, by the way? Well, why the heck is that? That they hate the truth the worst. You know, and I'm when I say truth, I'm talking about biblical truth, right? I'm talking about God-made truth. Hang on, Dave. We're going to finish this conversation. I want to know more about your YouTube story. Then Lauren and Harvey's behind him. It's What's on Your Mind. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about K-12 education funding, something the legislature can do before it's out, but you may need to make a call or two to make it happen.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think that much about life. Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Hey, friends, happy Friday. Scott Hannon here, back in the studio. That's a little rare, but it's fun to be back. Always nice to be home. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. I want to tell you about my friends at Dak Diesel, CJ, and the team busy working on all kinds of rigs today. So I said, hey, I got it. You guys fix stuff. That's what you do. And if you want that diesel vehicle running smooth, you want to get a little extra torque out of it, you want to get a little more power out of that baby, They can do it. They're doing it for vehicles all over. So, all you need to do is give them a call. 701-258-5011. Diesel and diesel only. Leading repair and maintenance shop. They're in Bismarck, but they're taking trucks and rigs from all over the place. So pickup trucks, semi-trucks, tractors, all their specialty. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Okay, more of our chat with Dave and Minot, who ran into a little bit of a dust-up with YouTube and suggested maybe Congress look at the government look at busting up the social media enterprise because they're big. They're really big. Facebook's big. And what did you call Facebook again? You had a different name for them. I forget what it was, Dave.
Oh, Face Nazis. I mean, they run just like the Gestapo. I'm not on Facebook, never wanted to be. But and it's funny, Scott, you brought up the Christian angle. They're fair game on YouTube. And if you respond, I can think of one particular video, Filthy Sarah Silverman, where she goes, I'm glad the Jews killed Christ. I'd F-word do it again. Now, I'm not saying I would flag that channel, and I'm not saying she should be banned. I'm saying, sure, you got free speech, but free speech, First Amendment free speech, is protected unpopular speech. If you don't like Sarah Silverman and her filthy mouth, don't watch her. If you don't like my content defending Christianity in a lot of aspects and going after Sarah Silverman, I get terminated.
Wow. So what did they bounce you for?
Multiple violations of hate speech.
And hate speech to them was what?
If you go after protected groups. And I'm going to tell you, they don't define it. Your appeal processes are absolutely ridiculous. You know, you never talk to humans. It's probably a nanobots or something. And it's a speech they hate to hear. And consider who makes up the group of the supervisors, the appellate process. They're the twidgets over there on the West Coast, flying their rainbow flag and, you know, eating tofu. And if you're LGBT gay, yeah, you can say anything you want. Hey, there was one video where a black guy in white long underwear sneaks up on a mannequin, you know what the symbology is, blows its head off, then he picks up an AK-47 and mows down a live choir. He's got over 6 million views, probably has that many subscribers. So I'm saying, you know, you need to go to the government, but the government should protect the First Amendment. And
yeah, so,
and these social medias, they do it to Trump, too. So, you know, I'm not special.
But to help me understand what you said that they thought was offensive to a group of people.
I happen to, I can't tell you that, you know, because they don't specify.
You don't know what it was. What do you think it was?
Well, I'm thinking one of my responses to Sarah Silverman, you know, I did happen to call her a off-color Jewish blankety-blank, and I found it offensive how she talks about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that didn't win any friends, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but as you say, now, are we doing that equally across the board? Look, I'd love it if everybody talked to each other kind of. I'm sickened how people talk to each other on social media, and I've been pretty good of late. I just don't even go there. I just sort of let it go, right? But it's very easy to get sucked into it, and it's this back and forth. And you know what? In my mind, it's a whole lot of people that aren't very happy with themselves, that have some hole in their heart, and this is how they punch back. But I have to tell you, I don't think I have a hole in my heart. I don't think I'm a jerk. I can sound like a jerk in a hurry getting pulled into one of those conversations. You just get sucked into it and sound like you're, you know, it's just ick. It really, I don't know what it is. People should just be kind to each other, period. Whether you agree with them or not, right? I mean, I don't hate a soul. Not a one.
And it's funny how they think stopping hate speech is going to somehow stop hate.
Yeah. Did you say you had a buddy that, get a load of this, Dave. Tell your story.
I got a friend of mine who's got probably 15,000 subscribers, and he said a couple of YouTube videos blocked or whatever they do, and he traps beavers. He's a trapper, and the view of the sight of a dead beaver on the ice is just too much for the California snowflake. So they pull some of his videos don't get propagated.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
And they probably donate to Planned Parenthood too.
Yeah,
yeah.
PETA.
Yeah, unbelievable. So Dave, good luck to you.
Okay, yeah, it is sad. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Do me a favor. Stay in touch, okay? Let us know how that works out. We'll get YouTube on the phone and have them explain it for us. It'll be kind of a fun little segment.
I would love to. Don't hold your breath. They're not going to do anything.
Well, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, or you can text me, 701 877-267-2054. And I'll do my best. You send it to me, and I'll do my best to get some answers.
Sounds good. You have a good day.
You too. Lauren in Harvey, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Yep. I got a deal. The Wall Street Journal a while back had, we're in six, ethanol got a subsidy of $6 billion, which now they don't get any. Wind and nuclear each got $8 billion, but oil gets $41 billion subsidy of our tax dollars. You know, why are we subsidizing them?
If I'm right, what you're talking about is the what are they called again? It's the deduction they get on their investment. So if they spend $100 million in a year on downhole, what they're putting in, all the equipment, everything else, they can expense that. But so can, Case IH, right? Some people have wanted to take that away from oil and say you can't have that and treat them differently than they do other industries because, of course, they're hated by so many, naive people who think we can live without oil, which is crazy. So I don't think it's a subsidy in the sense of here, let's give you a buck and try and prop you up. It's just not taking something away from them that other manufacturing is entitled to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know. According to that article, they said that the incentives were baked in ingrained in the through the legislature that it takes a super majority to get of the congressional people votes to get out.
Yeah, I found the term. It's intangible drilling oil and gas deduction. It allows producers to deduct 100% of their expenses that aren't directly linked to the final operation of an oil well. And again, that's apples to apples with other manufacturing. So, and that's a $2.3 billion subsidy is called. But see, I don't know that that's a subsidy. Are we saying we subsidize tractors? I don't think we say we subsidize tractors. They get that deduction in the tax code. Now, you can argue to get rid of it. Some did in the last reform of tax cuts, and it didn't happen. So that's a part of it. There may be others I don't know about, but that's a part of it. And I don't think it's fair to call that a subsidy is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I know. That's what the Wall Street Journal called it. And they said, well, they have all these deals carefully orchestrated in so that it takes a super majority of them to get them voted out, and that way they have less people to buy.
Yeah, I'm for a level playing field. I don't think that anybody ought to be treated differently, and I think in this case that would be treating oil differently, Lauren. But let's keep the dialogue going. Thanks for the call. I do agree with you that the ethanol industry is a valuable one as well, and many in the oil industry do not. But it's great for North Dakota agriculture, I'll tell you that. Back to What's on Your Mind, a conversation on K-12 education in North Dakota next.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at a rally in North Texas last night defending his call to allow incarcerated felons to vote.
Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope.
Five people dead after violent storms rolled through Texas and Louisiana, now heading into the nation's mid-Atlantic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby, huh? You know I never think before I jump into the kind of guy the ladies want. And there's a lot of cool shit out there. I know that I'm a psycho on the
This is a song you're going to hear a lot about in the coming days, especially from people who really need more things to worry about that are of an important nature, like, you know, our economy, our military, our veterans, our whatever. But it, you know, I like good music too, but the media goes gaga over Taylor Swift. That song, I like Taylor Swift. Don't think less of me for that now, Kev. I'm a Taylor Swift fan, you know. And,
I did too.
And her whole enterprise just amazes me. Started very young. I saw her English Pit Arena years ago. I just loved her.
She has a great story. She went to Nashville with like 7 notebooks full of songs. And nobody would sign her because she couldn't sing. She was so young and her voice was changing. She's a terrible singer. And the guys at Big Machine Records went, we'll do it. We'll figure it out. Yeah, give me the book.
See, there you go.
She brought her first 2 or 3 albums with her when she was 17 years old to Nashville.
Great story.
And her dad wouldn't let him sign with anyone else except someone that let her sing her own songs.
But I have to say, that song sounds a little like all of her other songs.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as we've waited for a new song, it seems to be a little bit different.
Yeah, kind
of. What's the name of it again?
Me.
Yeah, me.
Me.
Oh, there you go. That's for today's generation. And a me. Give me a selfie.
It's not about that. It's kind of about, well, you'll never find another like me.
Yeah. Which is true.
You know.
Yeah.
You're Taylor Swift.
There's only one of us. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. Busy spring coming up for Pipers. Go to Pipers.com right now or call them. They'll get you the catalog, 877-700-4099. Coming up on May 2nd, a ton of real estate is up for bids in Bismarck. So that's a big one. May 2nd, retirement real estate auction. Check that out. Some great property. Logan County farmland. That'll be down at the Wishick Civic Center, 516 acres, also on Thursday, May 2nd. And then an online-only auction. This is Clay in Norman Counties in Minnesota, 4,500 acres. Whew! Up by Georgetown, Minnesota. That's some great land. Check it all out at Pipers.com or call Kevin and the team at 877-700-4099. All right. We are going to talk a little bit about K-12 education funding and the final days of the North Dakota legislative session. And for that, I've asked Roscoe Striley to join me. Roscoe's been here earlier in the program. We were talking a little bit about sort of how the legislature budgets, where the buckets go. We were trying to sort all that out, remember? And now I want to talk a little bit about education funding and an idea that has emerged at the 11th hour here in the legislative session. It's not a new idea, but it's a way to do it before they leave, and that is called on-time funding. So we're going to talk about that first with Roscoe and then be joined by Brad Beckendahl, who's a senator from up in Williston, where they have some real huge growth issues going on there right now. Roscoe, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good, Scott. You?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Watching with great interest the final days of the legislative session. What's your overall view of the session so far and how they're doing?
Oh, I would say I'd give it an average grade, I guess. I mean, I think I think they've done a lot of good things. The Prairie Dog, for example, the UAS funding, you know, Representative Nathy's bill on Lyft for technology. You know, some of the missed opportunities, I think, are bonding, leveraging the state's balance sheet. You know, some IT consolidation that should have got done. And, for example, this bill here, you know, I think it's been a pretty good session overall, though. Yes.
One thing I'm having a hard time calling it a good session is because I understand they're going to leave with about $1 billion carried forward. And that's without the budget, without the budget stabilization fund. Now, that sounds weird coming from a conservative, but you know, as we see projections, as we see where things are going, to me, just having that there says we have an asset we're not utilizing, we're not leveraging, we're not, you know. And meanwhile, I'm not in any way suggesting we go reckless, right? We have a budget stabilization fund, we have SIF funds, we have the earnings from the legacy fund that are going to be $1 billion by the end of the next biennium. But have we missed an opportunity to invest where we should have invested, do you think?
I couldn't really be said any better than what you just said. I completely agree with that. The governor had many good proposals. There's really one guy that's caused this, and he's a friend of mine, and I'm sure he's upset when I say this frequently, but the chairman of House Appropriations has just become a major problem, a major roadblock to anything visionary, anything forward-thinking. So it's on him, and then unfortunately, the majority, new majority leader in the House, I don't think has taken a tough enough stance against him. I'm not for spending everything either. I've never been that way, obviously, but making strategic investments and going with the governor on a lot of his visionary proposals is just absolutely essential, and this is the perfect time to do it. We've got low interest rates for bonding, for example, and we've got plenty of cash to make these strategic investments in research and UAS and technology and back into flood protection projects, allowing our local communities to bond or borrow from the state at lower rates. I mean, those are the things that are frustrating, I think, that we've missed the opportunity on.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm not ready to call Prairie Dog a success yet, but I will, and I'll be the first guy to shout about it if it turns into true property tax reform. But I think that's going to take work of citizens going to city commissions and county commissions and township meetings and saying, okay, what are we doing with our share of the Prairie Dog funding, and how is it going to lower my property taxes, you know, or special assessments, or take some burden off of homeowners? That needs to be part of that component before we call it a success, doesn't it?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And the reporting mechanisms in there and whatnot, I mean, I think it's going to work out quite well. But, yeah, we don't know, I guess, until we see what happens. The amount of money that's going into these communities, there should be really no need to raise property taxes for a while. I mean, it's a massive amount. And it, quite frankly, is needed in a lot of communities just because of the growing population, which is a great thing for North Dakota. So I think they did the right thing there. You know, time will tell if the money is spent properly. I have confidence, I guess, that it will be. But like you said, we'll see.
Yeah, and it's on us, too. We need to not just assume it's going to happen, but to track it, make sure, and talk to the, you know, the local political subdivisions to make sure that they are doing it that way. Because, you know, that takes us to citizen participation. All right, so let's talk about this on-time funding thing. And you're the expert. I am far from the expert on this, but it just seems to me crazy that we pay schools K through 12. We give them the money they have coming from the state in the formula based on their student population enrollment, whatever you want to call it, last year. I mean, wait a minute. Last year is last year. It's history. And obviously, when you have high growth, West Fargo, Watford City, Williston, most of North Dakota's growing, you're cheating these schools out of money they need now. Why do we do it the way we do it now?
You know, it's been, of course, discussed forever. And I'm glad that this has finally come up. And I applaud Senator Shibley and Representative Owens, the chairs of education, for pushing this idea. It makes perfect sense. Think about Minot, for example, my area. They had 1,600 kids, new kids, in the last 8 years and got paid zero for that on time. Yes, they did get the money the year later, but with the state taking such a large portion of the expenses of K-12 and then capping the locals on their property taxes, this is really squeezing the local property tax and the local budgets because, for example, Minot, you know, if you have a, well, it's 10,000 per kid roughly. Well, do the math on 150 new kids or 200 or 300 or whatnot. You know, West Fargo, of course, is growing extremely fast. I mean, that they got to find that money because they can't just, I mean, they got to hire new teachers for this and whatnot. So the state should, the technology's there, the numbers are there. It, they should easily be able to do this as far as on-time funding. This takes a lot of pressure off the locals who are having to float this, basically, for the year. So, and it's higher cost in Western North Dakota for everything. So this money, this gap, is a major problem, and it just needs to be rectified. The state has the resources to do it. Don't kid yourself.
So how would you change it? How would you do it differently? Is it a one-time thing where you catch up and then just going forward you pay, you know, for the current year of enrollment?
Absolutely. I think, and I've heard this analogy from a few people, you just rip the Band-Aid off right now and get it done. Once you switch, you're good. I mean, it's obviously it would take more money now because you would switch. I don't agree with this five-year deal, a two-year deal, 50% now. I mean, that's just idiotic. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Do the right thing. This is a win for local taxpayers. This is a win for the state. And frankly, this is a win for, I think, the majority party. And the governor and lieutenant governor couldn't be more right on this. I just hope the legislature does the right thing here.
And Brad Beckendahl is going to join us in just a little bit. Oh, he's here. Okay, good. Senator Brad Beckendahl joins us, too, from Williston District 1. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity, Scott. Appreciate you taking this issue on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, it's kind of been a no-brainer for a long time, but now you just say, well, wait a minute. This is getting to the point where, in the case of Williston, an example, this is a emergency, right? I mean, you've got an unbelievable growth and having a heck of a time funding it. Roscoe just did a pretty good job of laying out how it's been and how it would be and how it'd work and how we can do this. What would it cost? And, you know, have you got a price tag on the reform?
Well, the estimates that I've heard, Scott, going from if we just did the second year of the biennium, already in legislation this past is 50% on-time funding in the second year. If we went to 100% in the second year, it would take an extra $18.1 million. So, and the funds are there. We've done incredibly well with oil production and tax receipts in those areas. The four funds that could be utilized would be Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, the SIF Fund, the Legacy Fund, and also the Common Schools Trust Fund. And all four of those have gotten more dollars than predicted, that even during this current session that we're in.
So I'm confused why you wouldn't just fix it now. Why not just fix the problem going forward in the new biennium? Why does it got to be phased in?
Well, I think the concern from some of the members has been that there's a cost to continue every time you do this. So if we did if we did $36 million in the second year of the biennium, that $36 million carries over into the next biennium, to the next biennium, to the next biennium, and anything on top of it. So I think that's part of the concern. The point is, the funding is needed, and the funding is here, and the time is now. We've delayed this decision for far too many years, I'm sure as Roscoe has indicated to you as well. And the funding is there. It's time to step up and do this. It's the right thing for the kids. It's the right thing for the schools. We can't continue to add, in Willis's case, 250 students a year additional to our system, which is basically for 25 kids to a classroom is 10 new classrooms and 10 new teachers. But then they don't get paid for those services they provide to those kids in classrooms until the next year. It's not the way you should run a business. And we're doing it for the kids at this point. I think it needs to move forward.
Well, I can't imagine anybody would argue that you're wrong, Brad or Roscoe, on the idea on the reform. And it seemed to me it probably was the way it was because at a time there were a lot of declining schools, so it maybe helped them at some point, but certainly that day is gone. So now the argument just has to be, okay, what does this cost to fix this? And what you're telling me sounds like, given what, Roscoe, you and I were talking about earlier about the pot of money that's sitting there to be a good use of it. So I'm going to pursue that when we come back on where the money would come from and how you get this done in the 11th hour, and also want to hear a little bit more about Williston's growth and the funding situation up there. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Talking school funding, K through 12 education funding in North Dakota today, and the final days of the North Dakota legislature, and an innovative idea to fund schools K through 12 that is really necessary given the times of the incredible amount of growth that's out there right now, and how to fund that. We're talking about that with Brad Beckendall. He's a senator from Williston, and also Roscoe Striley, former legislator, committee chair, and knows the numbers better than probably anybody in the state. Our program today brought to you by MyPillow. By the way, MyPillow has the best mattress topper ever. I know, you're saying, well, they're pillows. Yes, they're pillows. They made their mark on pillows. They certainly did. But they have mattresses now. They have MyPillow beds, and they have a mattress topper. No kidding. It comes with a 10-year warranty, so you can't go wrong. 60-day money-back guarantee. The whole works. And 30% off when you use the promo code Scott. They'll give you two standard MyPillows for free with that. plus 30% off. Is that a deal or what? 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, so where would the money come from? How do you do it at the 11th hour at this point? Let's talk about the numbers here a little bit. Brad, you're there. I'm sure that's what everybody's talking about, right? But last month, if I'm correct, the forecast was short by $18 million. So the forecast was beat by $18 million. So you're going to have a current ending fund balance for this legislature of $43 million. Now, looking ahead, as Roscoe and I were talking earlier, you know, $1 billion carry forward, you're talking as much as $2 billion, really, when you start doing all these buckets at the end of the next biennium. So you'll have a budget stabilization fund full, because it fills and then tips to the other funds, and then about $2 billion of SIF, and that's a strategic infrastructure fund, and then the general fund. Money's not the problem here, is it, Brad? I mean, first of all, are my numbers correct? Have I got rough numbers right there?
Well, you do. You might be a little bit higher on the general fund than I predicted at this point. I thought we would be between the SIF and the general fund somewhere around $1.6 billion. But, again, I'm probably a little conservative on management. But we're talking about billions there, and we're talking about millions here. So definitely doable from my perspective. Again, I don't chair any appropriations committees. I sit on them. But I watch the numbers, and I live these numbers, particularly living in the oil field. We see what's going on there every day with the rig counts and what the activity levels are. So I'm confident in the numbers that I've talked about here based on that. Now, can any of this derail at any point? That obviously can happen at any time. We're in a geopolitical environment in this world that things can change on a dime. But what I'm looking at right now tells me that we're going to be sitting in that $1.6 billion range coming to the next session. So.
And Roscoe, I understand. I've talked to a few people. I've just said, help me understand why this on-time thing isn't like, snap, let's go. I mean, it just makes no sense with the dollars there and everything else. And a few of them said, well, let me go talk to Chad Pollard. Chad, of course, the majority leader from Carrington in the House. And I was told by several members that he didn't, well, where is this coming from? Why am I just hearing about this now? Why is this so late? How would that be possible that he wouldn't, have a chairman that's keeping him up to speed, especially as hard as folks have been working on this? Why wouldn't he know?
Well, I can tell you that the education funding bills that were originally drafted for us to see this session did have 100% on-time funding coming into the second year of the biennium. That was pre-planned into it. I believe it was in the House Appropriations side when they looked at the bills that they took it down to 50% in the second year and then a 10% addition for the next 5 years to get gradually up to 100%. And just being conservative, I'm guessing, from their standpoint. But from the Senate standpoint, I think we've always been on board with 100% funding, at least in the second year of the biennium. And I can't speak for the House and what their leader saw, but from the Senate side, we've always been informed at the 100% level. And I think you'll see great support in our chamber for this, even if it comes in at this late side of the game.
Well, I mean, the money can come from this year, can it, Roscoe? That's what I'm talking about, and I'm amazed that Chet Pollard wouldn't know that. No, it's a line item that's being considered. What am I missing, Roscoe?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll kind of get in the weeds a little bit here, but you remember when the treasurer messed up and didn't move the money where it was supposed to? If you remember when they passed that bill, it didn't include full restoration to the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, and rightfully so, because it just transfers to the general fund anyway. But remember what that number was? $64 million, roughly. So that money easily covers the 43-odd or whatever it needs here. So to argue that there is no money is just not true. There's definitely the money to cover it. And honestly, I think they should, because of that one-time adjustment there, you know, that really didn't get restored, but it did. I mean, it's semantics, I suppose. But that money, that piece of money can easily cover. And you got to also remember, DPI had a large turnback of money they didn't use in the current biennium. I don't remember what it was, 20-some-odd million, I believe. So, I mean, there's plenty of resources here. To drag this out for 5 years just makes absolutely no sense.
Well, that's what I'm getting.
And Chet needs just to tell his chairman to knock it off. That's the easy answer.
Well, that's why I'm getting at it. If he doesn't even know about it, and Brad, you're saying that's at the House Appropriations level, we're back to, again, hiding the ball. You know, again, here's the bottom line. I think we all can agree, K through 12, education is a priority for funding in North Dakota. And to fund them properly so they have payments for the students they're going to have in the coming year makes perfect sense. If you agree, you better let your legislators know that this is a reform you want to see happen, because it's a good thing that could come out of this legislative session. If you ask me, it ought to be made whole and start tomorrow, you know, when the next biennium cranks up. It just is a... It makes no sense to me. It doesn't, but a lot of things don't. Sort of like screwing up and getting a raise, like the treasurer did. State employees get 2%, she gets 8%. What the heck is going on? But that's a whole other day. Brad Beckendahl, Senator from Williston, I want to have you back to talk about the pain points in Williston schools, because that's a big problem we need to tackle. Roscoe Strawley, thank you both.
Thank you.
God bless. Gotta go.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.